95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
No one close.
Barsho gets into one to right center, going back. Peters still going back. That's going to be a double or more off the wall. Barsho heading to third. Peters runs it down. Barsho being held at third. Two RBI triple. It is 5-2 Astros. Big swing by Dalton.
There it is. A big, big inning, as Tyler said. Have an inning from the Astros. They were tied coming into the inning and now lead 6-2, and they are hunting for more as Yiner Diaz had a leadoff double and was moved over to third, and now Jeremy Pena is up with a chance to add to this lead right now. And as someone texted in, laughing my ass off, Clint called it. Hunter started the inning in the fourth with one pitch and an out. Get some. And he ended up, Clint Stradamus was on it. He ended up six pitches.
Oh, he went six? I didn't even see what he pitched. Look at there.
Clint Stradamus there called it. He went six pitches. Now he's at 76 or 75 through four innings.
But hey, there ain't nothing you can do for show, but you can damn sure do it for me, baby. Get me to 6-2, and hell, it don't even matter. Now I don't even know if I care that you go six now that we're leading 6-2. I got a question, though, boys. Is it time?
For who?
I know I was hard on the man. I was hard on the man. Still not sure it was who he is. But I got to give some flowers to Dalton Varsho. I mean, he's starting to swing the stick now, and I'm gonna tell you, it just struck me right there when Tyler played that little highlight coming back in here. Did they just walk him with
bases? He didn't even get to the
6-2 ball 6-2 ball game, and they're walking Yordan Alvarez to load the bases.
No, it's not loading it. It's to put
I saw the little dot there.
Do this?
No, 6-2. No, I mean, hell, what's the point? But here, anyway,
not to be down eight
because this sucker here is hot, Chief. But anyway, here we go. Tyler just played that little audio there coming in of that bases clearing triple. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it was TK or Blum. Hit him with the old, you know, two-run triple for Dalton.
You need more?
I need more than that. I mean, we can do something with Varsho. There is really something there.
Well,
with Varsho.
I'm sure Blum is waiting, just trying to put together a home run call.
Blum's gonna let it rip when he gets it. I mean, he's gonna let it rip. He'll let us know when he has one. But I just think it's time, boys. I think that we put our heads together and we start mulling over a few nicknames for Varsho. A couple more of them hits right there, and I'm gonna have to give him something.
Okay. All right, I'm sure you and Blum are thinking it over.
You think it's too early, a little too early, a little premature? Or you
no,
think you are?
I mean, well, I know Blum has got to have a call for him.
Well, he just called him Dalton on that right there. I mean, triple.
But that was
a
triple. It
two
was
run
a
triple.
They had a homer. He hit one out of the seats. I know he hit one in New York. I don't know if I heard anything special like jalapeno.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Well, I think we need to start mulling over a few names. So if anybody out there can think of anything, 713-572-4610. Dalton Varsho. He's hot at the plate, starting to produce a little bit, and I feel like we're on the verge of needing a nickname. It's for me, it's the ultimate respect. I feel like we're on the verge.
All right, on the verge of needing a nickname. All right, there it is. We'll see ya. We'll see if that's in the cards for him. By the way, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he got to
he had it again.
Now, not really towards the Texans, but he started talking about what he thinks his D-line can be, and it brought me to a thought about what's going to happen as they get ready to face the Bills coming up in Game 1. Here is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, first off, saying he don't want to give bulletin board material, but this is him talking about his front.
I don't want to put no bulletin board material up there, but they like the line I play with in the Super Bowl. I got guys up front. I don't got just names. I got guys up front. So from drafted guys, T.J. Parker, Zane, Penn State, correct? Like, we got named guys that actually can make plays, so we're not just depending on one person. Doesn't make it easy as a D-line. We got a plethora of guys that you just go out there, rotate, and keep them fresh. And Chubb got them going the right. Hey, Chubb. Pluto. Ooh.
It was Deuce.
Deuce. You know, that's my guy. With that guy right there leading the charge, I feel comfortable. And Ed. So I forgot about my workhorse. Forgot about Ed. Those two itself alone is just going to dominate.
Forgot about the best one.
Wait to see them go.
Forgot about the best one. They have some guys up there, Clint. He talked about there's T.J. Sanders. They drafted T.J. Parker, guys that are out there. Walker on the inside with Ed Oliver. Greg Russo, who had 7 sacks last year. Ed Oliver had 10 tackles, 3 sacks, 1 forced fumble in 3 games last year of play. He had injuries. Bradley Chubb, 8.5 sacks. Not what he used to be in Denver, but still a good pass rusher. Now, they stunk last year. They were awful against the run and the pass, and their D-line was something that they had to fix. One of the worst teams, bottom of the NFL. They were 28th in total rushing yards given up. They were 30th in rushing attempts per carry. And then in passing game, what better? Right? Their pressure rate was 31st in the league. Their sack rate was 30th in the league. This was not a great defensive line. And I'm just thinking about this from the standpoint, last year, Clint, we thought it was going to be an uphill climb walking into the game against the Rams with their defensive line. And that I'm talking about the one from last year, not this cycle one, but the one from last year and the offensive line the Texans were bringing in. What's your thought process on what we're going to see? What do you expect? And what should be the expectation from the Texans' offensive line that they're bringing in when they play Buffalo against this defensive line?
Well, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, to be honest with you at this point, right? I mean, is I feel really good about Trent Brown and Ariante Ursery on the edges. Okay. I mean, when you look at where the problems could arise based on the struggles that we know of and a rookie offensive lineman, it's guard, center, guard. You look at where I think their best player is Ed, former U of H D lineman. He's inside, obviously. So, the million-dollar question is guard, center, guard. Will the Texans be able to hold up really against anybody? Buffalo just happens to be the first team that we're going to see. They're going to plan to attack They're going to plan to attack with their best players inside early and often. And the quickest way to get to CJ is through the A-gaps. We've seen that, obviously. And so, I expect the expectation should be that we hold our own. The expectation should be that we give CJ more opportunities than to scan the field and make plays more times than not. So, yeah, I don't really know what to expect that we're going to get out of them, but I think it's fair to expect that, they protect good inside.
Ed is, to me, the only one that should be a real problem. Like somebody that you think, I can see Ed getting matched up on Evan Brown or on Ed Ingram, or even the rookie. I can see Ed being a problem. And listen, no disrespect, I think Greg Russo is a good edge rusher. I think Bradley Chubb is a solid edge rusher. But where they are in their careers right now, Clint, this is not the toughest type of edge rushers they're facing, right? This is nothing what they've been facing in practice. This isn't Max Crosby. Like, this is a group that I feel like on the outside they should be able to handle. Even the young guys, like the two TJs. Ed is the only one to me where you walk in and you're like, to me, I'm like, I could see some matchups there with any of the three interior guys that could be a problem. But it feels like to me, I don't look at these guys and think, well, they have done so much to really improve their run defense. Like, I don't look at this and think, boy, they've added so much that this you should feel a lot different about them in terms of rushing the passer. So I feel like for this group and what we've been seeing and how they've been talking about them, they should be able to mostly handle the Buffalo front. Ed Oliver would be the one that you're like, I could see him taking advantage of some matchups.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not a defensive front that should overpower you. It's not a defensive front that should play in, play out, create chaos the way that we're used to watching our defensive front here in Houston. I think it's more focused than that. And like I said, I think it's interior wise, and it starts with Ed Oliver. I mean, if Ed becomes a handful for a first round draft pick, guess what's going to happen? Ed's going to line up over his tail every single play, damn sure on third down, and he's going to create havoc, right? I mean, that's the deal. There's no doubt about it. Ed Ingram, he's going to get attacked in passing situations. Can this offense stay completely out of obvious passing situations? Not completely, but can they avoid, you know, being in third and mid to third and long more times than they're in third to short? We'll see. You know, that's the key, though. You put them in that. You put that left guard and right guard in position where they got to protect for a while. You do it too often. I got to believe Ed's going to get home and cause some problems.